This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that things are well with you right now, and if perchance they aren't, I pray that by the time our visit ends in a few minutes, approximately 15 minutes, that things will be much, much better. I call your attention to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. The reading begins at verse 20. Luke chapter 6. The reading begins at verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 38. Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 38. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Dear Heavenly Father, I beseech thee, have thine own way in this service, in this message. Use it to your great glory. Most of all, make it a blessing to those who hear at whatever time and whatever place. Cause your Holy Spirit to occupy every word. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Blessed Holy Ghost, in the precious, matchless, majestic name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. Jesus, in expressing heavenly values and heavenly-like living on planet Earth, sets forth actions that those who are His are commanded to do, are expected to do, with His help can do, and certainly we should do them. These are actions that those who are merely logical would look at and say is foolish. But that which looks foolish in the temporal realm may indeed have great value in the spiritual realm. He seems to cut across the lines of hatred, of wrath, of bitterness, of selfishness, covetousness, of hoarding, of wanting too much for ourselves. He seems indeed to give us a mandate that we must help each other, that we must build each other, that we must minister to each other. It is an imperative in the Christian life. One who is a Christian and has no heart for nor desire for ministering in any way to others is in a poor and sad state of affairs. And so it would do us much good to come back and see what the Lord says here in Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 38. And because our time in terms of this particular session is not long, I will read them again so that you may process them and the Holy Spirit may give greater value in your mind and your spirit and your soul. Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 38. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke chapter 6. Verses 20 through 38, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your commandments through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the reasons why you commanded what you commanded in those passages read. Thank you for empowering us with your Holy Spirit to obey your commandments and fulfill that which thou hast spoken. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. For even those scriptures say that you are merciful, even to the unthankful. Help us to be merciful. Help us to truly be children of the Highest. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Blessed Holy Spirit, with specificity. In the name, the matchless, precious, magnificent name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.